People compare running for president to running a marathon, and in at least one respect, the analogy holds. The plausible contenders start at the front of the pack and are closely tracked by reporters. The bulk of the field run in relative anonymity. New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers reports on some of the lesser-known candidates.
With the New Hampshire primary just under 2 weeks away, presidential hopefuls are a constant presence in the Granite State. They're in the papers, on the airwaves, and at times seemingly underfoot. And that's only President Bush and the nine Democrats whose names you likely recognize. 27 others also ponied up New Hampshire's $1,000 filing fee, and most fly well below the radar. Democrat Ed O'Donnell showed up at a recent Joe Lieberman campaign stop in Concord, where he spun a doomsday economic vision.
Yeah, wait, can I? Well, I think the entire economy worldwide is about to collapse at any second. I don't think we're being told the truth by the two political parties or the media.
Big ideas, alternately apocalyptic and utopian, often comprise the platform planks of fringe presidential hopefuls. O'Donnell, for instance, believes democracy will best flourish if voters elect a commander-in-chief committed to making all guns illegal and to checking the power of the media and of law enforcement. To that end, he's advocated, quote, Nuremberg-type trials for both cops and reporters.
Am I still running for president? Yes, I'm running for president of the United States, sir.
That's Robert Haynes, who has three times sought the Republican nomination. Haynes recently emerged from a 40-day campaign hiatus. He was in jail for a parole violation stemming from a 1996 campaign trail incident. Haynes pulled a rifle on an undecided voter. This time around, Haynes, whose stump wardrobe often pairs a prayer shawl with a white cowboy hat and Lone Ranger's mask, is offering a subtler, if no more legal, means of persuasion.
We got a bag full of gold coins. We're loaded for bear. We're going coast to coast. Tano, are you ready to go? Hi-yo, silver away!
If some lesser-known candidates paint themselves as avenging paladins, others say their long-shot runs are motivated by an abiding fealty to their party. Democrat Willie Felix Carter of Texas admits he lacks the resume of many of his party's more heralded hopefuls, but still believes he'd make a credible leader for what he calls the Democratic Party team. When asked why he's so confident, the Army vet and erstwhile TV repairman points to his strong performance in past New Hampshire primaries.
In 1996, I had more votes in the state of New Hampshire than any other state.
And how many votes did you get?
I think I got about a total of 85 votes.
There are other candidates, however, who say they are simply running to get their ideas into the discussion. These range from fighting for the survival of paper ballots to legalizing drugs to ending America's reliance on fossil fuels. Yet not every lesser-known candidate comes equipped with such bold visions. At 81, Robert Linnell is the oldest aspirant in the race. When asked, the former college professor is quick to admit that, practically speaking, a vote for any fringe candidate is a waste. But at a recent candidates' forum for lesser-known hopefuls, Linnell could have been speaking for all of democracy's best intentions.
I just want people to listen to me, argue with me, discuss with me, but let's really talk about what the issues are and see if we can't work out some solutions.
Linnell and the other 26 fringe candidates have 12 days left to sway Granite State voters. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord, New Hampshire.